I don't know if any of you have noticed yet, but Rick Moody is in the room. Rick Moody used to write fiction about aimless teens, neurotic families, and deviant sexual practices. Now he has added to his repertoire doomed missions to Mars and murderous, infected, four-fingered hands. In the first part of his career, Rick Moody was one of the best writers of literary fiction, with novels like The Ice Storm. But his short fiction, in which the oddest things can happen, in which, for instance, James Dean can survive his car crash and start a rock band, always tended toward the stranger, always tended toward the wackier. He studied fiction with postmodern giants John Hawkes and Angela Carter. And his new novel, The Four Fingers of Death, is a grand experimental work in the best possible way, a genre-blurring book that takes the form of a novelization of a 2025 remake of an actual film, The Crawling Hand, from 1963. This novelization comes complete with an introduction and an afterwards from its author, Montese Crandall, who has pursued literary minimalism to the point at which he can no longer write stories longer than a sentence. Moody, by the way, does not have this problem. Obviously, Moody is playing in the territory of Barth and Pynchon with this novel, and the set pieces, like a sex scene between two male astronauts that takes place in zero gravity, are marvelously absurd. But Moody also displays a tenderness missing from a lot of experimental comic fiction. It is one thing to have a scientist attempting to implant the DNA of his dead wife into an orangutan, but it is another matter to devote so much attention to the very sad fact that the scientist still writes regular letters to that dead wife. It is one thing to have the minimalist author taking on the job of a novelization act as a literary in-joke, but it's another thing to have him doing it all to raise the money to keep his wife alive. This book is full of wit, energy, and sadness, like all the best fiction I've read. And it might interest everyone here to know that the novel's second half takes place in Rio Blanco, a dystopic town in the Sonoran Desert. And when it is mentioned that one character purchased jump boots and torn jeans and a monochromatic sweater from the thrift shops down on 4th Avenue, it's a little hard not to think of a Tucson years in the future, a desolate landscape full of scientists, hormone-ridden teenagers who use the word fuck like it's an extension of breathing, and murderous hands. And there is one more thing about Rick Moody that I like immensely and I would like to share with you. It's that he is the only writer I can think of who has settled a literary feud by throwing a pie into the face of an insolent critic. In this way, maybe Rick Moody is like some kind of bizarro version of writers of yore. An absurdist Ernest Hemingway, an eccentric Norman Mailer. In his own way, Rick Moody carries on all the best traditions in fiction. The rambunctiousness, the waggishness, the restlessness, and the ability to attack each novel like a new puzzle. His voice and approach changing, but the result always unmistakably his. Please join me in welcoming the rowdy, the raucous, the rocking Rick Moody.